Favorites and deep pay cuts for executives that bailed out companies to be ordered by the Obama administration, according to various media reports, citing sources. TARP bailout money for Main Street, not Wall Street. For small community banks at rates lower than those given big banks, if they agree to lend to small businesses. President Obama making the announcement in Landover, Maryland.
When banks like these are hit by a recession and financial crisis, creditworthy small businesses lose out, and that means less expansion and fewer new jobs. Just when we need them most.
The value of the dollar has dropped some more, raising the price of oil, settling over $81 a barrel, its highest in over a year. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow down 89 points, the NASDAQ down 13. An economic snapshot from ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
The Fed's so-called beige book is a positive report, noting a continued pattern of improvement in housing and manufacturing. Modest manufacturing gains were seen in the Northeast, the West, and parts of the Midwest. These field reports from the Fed's 12 district banks show that the $8,000 tax credit for first-time homebuyers has been a boon to the residential real estate market. But commercial real estate is the weakest sector of the economy.
Mr. Obama says it's possible that he'll announce his new Afghanistan strategy and troop levels before the results are in for the Afghan runoff election in 2 weeks. He was urged to do so by Senator John Kerry. To wait, that is, Massachusetts Democrat, who's back from Afghanistan, where he talked with President Karzai. Kerry says he can't see how you would send more young people in uniform over there to fight.
Where a critical component of the mission you're asking them to perform requires good government, and you don't know what the government is.
Kerry after a White House meeting today. More flu vaccine doses will arrive at clinics and doctor's offices early next month, say federal officials. Encouraging kids to get active and healthier, First Lady Michelle Obama hula hooping, getting in 142 swirls before her hula hoop hit the ground at the White House South Lawn. You're listening to ABC News.
Hi there, I'm a squirrel, and there's nothing I enjoy more than running out in front of your car. Man, it's fun, and it ain't gonna change. So help a squirrel out by replacing your shocks. It'll help your car stop sooner and us live longer. Because I'd love to say I'm gonna stop darting into traffic, but I'm not.
Take it from a squirrel. New shocks help your vehicle stop sooner. Monroe, ride safe. And September 1st through October 31st, 2009, purchase four qualifying Monroe shocks or struts and get up to $80 back by mail and rebate. Restrictions apply. Promotion details available at savingsquirrels.com.
Emergen-C gives you the power of 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C to boost your immune system in a fizzy, fruity health and energy drink mix. It's so powerful. Use it to ward off bad breath, night terrors, belly button lint, hammer toes, excessive back and armpit hair, in-laws, outlaws, peeping toms, perverts, vampires, ninjas, boy bands, earthquakes, mudslides, traveling salesmen, stationary salesmen, oven grease, fluctuations in your 401k, and the devil.
Individual results may vary.
Boost your body's defenses with Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Police in Virginia are asking anyone with information about a missing 20-year-old college student to come forward. The latest from ABC's Matt Gutman.
Morgan Harrington left the Metallica concert at Virginia Tech to smoke a cigarette, Chuck. It was 9:30 Saturday night. No one's heard from her since.
We have a purse and we have a cell phone. We have a missing girl. Those are the facts.
But they're short of leads, says Lieutenant Joe Rader of the Virginia State Police, despite over 100 tips called in. Harrington's family is now offering a $50,000 reward for information that might help solve the case. Chuck?
The man who supervised the government bailout of General Motors and Chrysler is blasting the management at both companies.
Stunningly poor management is Stephen Ratner's description of GM and Chrysler when the administration's auto task force members took a look at both companies before lending them billions. Ratner wrote on Fortune magazine's website, GM had perhaps the weakest finance operation they'd seen in a major company. He described former CEO Rick Wagner as someone who set a tone of friendly arrogance, and GM's board, he said, was utterly docile in the face of a looming disaster.
ABC's Richard Davies. Somali pirates, pirate attacks have fallen, helped by more foreign navies and better deterrence, according to the International Maritime Bureau. They call him the praying bandit in Indianapolis. Police say an armed robber spent nearly 10 minutes on his knees praying with a clerk at a check cashing business before scramming with 20 bucks from the register. This is ABC News.
Imagine 31 days of Thanksgiving with less family and no ambrosia salad. Or a month full of New Year's days without hangovers and resolutions, but with limited time 1.9% APR financing on all 2009 models. Join Mini for Motortober, our celebration of the Mini Cooper hardtop starting at 19.2 with 3-year, 36,000-mile no-cost maintenance. Deals this amazing deserve their own made-up holiday. Celebrate Motortober with a test drive at MiniUSA.com.
MSRP includes destination and handling. Excludes license, registration, taxes, and options. For details, visit MiniUSA.com/info.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. A disturbing find inside a burning San Jose home today. Firefighters found a body in the basement of the home on Brasilia Way, and graffiti on the outside of the garage that contained a vulgar message against police. Officers in the East Bay have recaptured a suspect, suspected child molester who escaped while being booked into the Contra Costa County Jail in Martinez. A canine officer helped chase down the man in Concord. And state courts throughout California are closed today for a second time as a cost-saving measure necessitated by the state's budget crisis. And with a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Ryan Craig.
Good afternoon, Brett. Starting off, an accident in Berkeley, 80 East before University and Ashby Avenue. Two cars cleared to the shoulder, but CHP is blocking the right lane. Traffic is slow from Powell Street. Don't risk getting stranded this winter. Let AutoZone check your battery, and if it's time for a new one, be sure it's a Duralast, engineered to work in the most extreme conditions, and it's available only at AutoZone. With the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Ryan Craig, KGO Radio News.
Nice conditions for the rest of the day. Sunshine, highs in the 60s and 70s. After some patchy fog tomorrow morning, we'll warm up to the low 80s inland. It's 66 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Everybody, Dr. DiNadel here. Welcome to the program once again. Finally, it's happened. I always wondered how come people see the Virgin Mary or Jesus in a cheese sandwich or in sludge under the drain, etc., but they don't see their little favorite puppy dog, or they don't see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, right? Why do they always see religious figures? Well, here is a woman. Yes, friends. This is making the news. Fox News carrying the story. Woman sees Rudolph red-nosed reindeer in a pork chop. A North Carolina woman sees, and it's red. It might not be worth as much as a grilled cheese sandwich, but a North Carolina woman believes she's found a well-known Christmas character in her pork chop. She stopped by the Fox Studios to show us the pork chop. Some have suggested the meat actually resembles the antler-wearing dog and how the Grinch stole. What is up with this? This is news? Well, I look at the pork chop, and you know what? It looks like a pork chop. I can see the Rudolph thing, maybe, but it's still a pork chop. Why is this news? And I swore I was never going to report these stories anymore when we had a whole slew of Jesuses and Marys, and each one has a little twist to it that just lures me right in, and here I am reporting it to you. All right, just an update. We're making some progress, but we have a long way to go. There are 24 million infants in this world, 20% of kids born every year, who did not get their first year of life vaccinations that are common to all of us. You know, I use this figure, and I have other ones that are even more condemning, but just to keep your perspective, which is getting more difficult to do every day, 600 kids die every day from measles, They would love to have the shot. While here, in our country, of course, we're afraid of the vaccines. It's amazing. You'll run to the store, risk your life driving your car to get your organic veggies, but somehow something that could save your life, a vaccine, it gives you fear. More on some vaccine stuff. U.S. government are pushing the pharmacos to make a vaccine for nicotine addiction and cocaine addiction. And we have vaccines, and they have shown some hope. It's quite an interesting way to go after the problems. But nevertheless, the National Institutes of Health are awarding grants left and right to, for instance, here is a company called NickVax, is one on the market. They gave a $10 million grant to this Nabi Biopharmaceuticals to develop their vaccine. And what do you think? Are you an anti-vaccinationist cigarette smoker? Would you get the vaccine to help you quit? Oh, no, can't do that because you're against vaccines, remember? Another vaccine story. Free vaccination against HPV. This is a cervical cancer, genital warts virus that is controversial in this country. In Australia, they decided to make it free. What do you think has happened? They studied 36,000 clients who were evaluated before and during and after. And they measured how often. See, you think of cervical cancer. If you've never had a genital wart, you haven't lived. Oh, they're beautiful things. Yeah, the kind of thing you want to post that picture on your MySpace page. The proportion of women diagnosed with genital warts in the first year. Well, this is the first quarter. During each quarter, there was a 25% drop in young women diagnosed with genital warts. No decline from 20 years of, and they found that there was no decline in genital warts in women over the age. They offered it to women 28 and younger, 26 and younger. So they decided to compare to see what happened to the rate, and the drop in cases among younger women. It fell by 5% a quarter in men. So the fact is that there's a big drop in cases in women, translated into fewer cases in men. But no. Don't let your daughter get the shot. No, let her go out and learn it the hard way that her parents were confused by the modern world. You're seeing it all over the place today. The new data coming out on swine flu. Half of those hospitalized are under 25. That is remarkable. I've never seen that in my entire career. Data from 27 states, 53% of people sick enough to be hospitalized are under 25, but only 7% of hospitalizations are people 65 and over. That is different. They looked at 292 deaths in 28 states, and younger people also more likely to die. Okay, I'm trying to stay calm on this issue. I think the tide may be turning. This study finds, indeed, that H1N1 spreads from school-aged kids. That is where it starts, to the rest of the U.S. population. And based on their testing, it's a clear flow, and you can kind of understand that. Of course, kids are sitting in a classroom all day long with each other. It makes sense. They get it. They bring it, you know, back out to the community and home. So does this mean that if an epidemic gets out of hand, we close schools, it'll make a big difference? Can't rightly say right now, but it's what they plan. And yet in the past, we've been very disappointed by these kind of quarantine rules in terms of stopping an epidemic, slowing it down maybe. That's possible. Or let's talk about making cars in Toyota. Now, you know what happened. You know the story of what happened with Japanese car makers and their philosophy. And this particular research is looking at, can we learn anything here in our emergency rooms? Can medical care learn from Toyota? Well, they looked at emergency rooms that tried out their own versions of a process improvement strategy pioneered by Toyota in the 70s. The principles, commonly known as Lean, L-E-A-M, seek to minimize waste and inefficiency, produce a higher quality product. And there's been a lot of interest in whether this philosophy that creates a better car can also create better health care. Well, roughly half a dozen U.S. healthcare systems, including 20 to 30 ERs, have adopted lean-type principles to slash inefficiency and improve quality. So they looked at these ERs that did this. Two key factors. One of the ideas for improvements came from the front lines. And that was something that Toyota did. They talked to the workers in the front lines. How can we make what you do, your job, more efficient? Right. So they decided, oh, my gosh, to listen to doctors and nurses and other people who actually work in the front lines in the ER and not to listen to management. The other was that management, while not dictating change, was actively involved in making sure all employees tried to implement the changes. Now, every ER department is different. But the improvements have come from things like moving waiting area chairs closer to the triage nurse. Right. So she can see what's going on. Another area of inefficiency has been having patients talk with several different staff members. That would drive you nuts. Now, the patient comes in and describes a problem to the nurse, then describes a problem to the medical student, then describes a problem to the resident, and then the attending physician comes in. You are tired. By the time the attending physician comes in, you're a little tired of telling your story. And the patients always say, why don't you all come in at the same time so I can tell my story once? So, I mean, isn't this amazing to think that we had to really think hard to come up with this? Having a team talk with the patients, he said they found, may not only boost efficiency, but improves medical students' educational experience by allowing them to see how the senior doctors interact with the patients. Average length of stay in the ER went from 59. 500 minutes to 370 minutes. There are improvements in patient satisfaction. The percentage of patients who rated the ER care is very good, rose from 54% before lean to 60-something percent after it was begun. So, incremental changes. Well, you want to put healthier meals in schools. I have no objection. But by increasing servings of fruits and vegetables and whole grains, increase the cost of breakfast by 25% and lunch by 9%, says the Institute of Medicine. And it's going to cost more. So the child nutritional program, already costing $21 billion a year, due for reauthorization this year, but Congress is not expected to approve an overhaul for some time. I don't know, the things we have money for and the things we don't have money for, it's kind of contradictory, isn't it? Just because I keep track of these things, medical school applications are flat. Number of slots has grown a little bit. Medical school applications haven't changed. The number of first-year slots and number of applicants have grown a bit, but the ratio has been flat. There are basically two applications for every spot. That means you think you're good enough to go to medical school, smart enough, you got the grades, you took your MCATs, and yet 50% of you will be disappointed. Let's see. There are two new medical schools that opened. I never heard of any of them, et cetera. Nothing else you need to know. This is radical. I know you hate this, but I just have to tell it to you anyway. It's a program in England. They're trying this all over the world, and that is treating heroin addicts by giving them heroin. It seems counterintuitive, having a government fund that addiction. And it ain't cheap. It costs, but the cost of society of not doing it is worse. Daily heroin injections given to hard-to-treat addicts, mind you, the impossible ones, as part of a comprehensive program, succeeded in treating those addicts and reducing crime. The use of street heroin was reduced by three-quarters. The crimes committed trying to get the drugs were cut by two-thirds. The intensity of the program is quite striking. Taking heroin off the streets seems to be making a big difference. They inject heroin in a safe, stable environment in a medically supervised clinic. They crucially pair that with intensive counseling and addiction treatment. And they profile a woman here who has been coping with her addiction for 20 years. She lost hope that anything would work, and it immediately changed her life. Sarah said she's able to keep a schedule. She's able to stop buying drugs in the street. She gained the appreciation of what her life could be like if she wasn't so consumed by getting high. She says you're always an addict, basically. It's about managing it and leading a positive life. Didn't want to have to stick needles. And her biggest fear now is the program will be shut down. Counterintuitive, but it works. Now, here's how we're going to go about it. Let's fight meth. You know, this idea that requires you to sign a piece of paper to get cold pills now, because you can take cold pills and turn it into meth. And I kind of laughed at that. All you're doing is handing over the meth business to the Mexican cartels. Anyway, it hasn't made a bit of a difference. And yet, there is an Oregon law, and there are other states now that are thinking of jumping on board to require a prescription for cold pills. Right? Now, talk about increasing the cost of medical care. If you can show me that this has reduced the production of meth, that's fine, I'm on board. But you're just trying to sound like you're doing something, and you may be making it worse. I have not noticed no decrease in meth because of this, and it's a big pain for everybody involved. And then you come to this one. You all saw the video of the purported terrorists buying peroxide in a a beauty supply place, over-the-counter peroxide. Well, we have a senator here calling for a nationwide awareness program. They're trying to say we're not going to make peroxide. I mean, everybody's going to be a brunette. You take peroxide away and you make it hard to get peroxide, what's going to happen? These potentially dangerous chemicals so readily available to the public, we must do what needs to be done to ensure public safety. You know, I agree. But prove to me that it will improve public safety. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. Maybe it would. I don't know. They say here that the senator is not calling for a ban on sales of hair dye, but was suggesting a national program where you educate pool supply places, hardware stores, and other outlets to be on the lookout for suspicious purchases. Now, I don't know what that means. I have no idea if we're capable of determining what's suspicious and what's not suspicious. It all scares me. Once again, I'm on board if it works. And we all should be. But it's just so many of the draconian rules and regulations that make matters worse. At best, they do nothing, and we're stuck with it. All right? Okay, we're going to get political on you here. Who'd you vote for in the presidential election? Who did you vote for? Fess up. And what does it say about, hang on, your manhood? I think you're going to find this really, really interesting. Your manhood and who you voted for in the election. I'm Dr. Dean Adel. Phone number here, 1-800-548-TALK. Again, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255.
Nowadays, when I talk with folks, they know Geico could save them hundreds on their car insurance. But what they want to know is how Geico does it. Well, I say, we got tons of great discounts, like good driver discounts, multi-car discounts. And they say, there's no secret formula. And I say, nah, it's just what we do. And then sometimes they say, maybe a talking gecko's a secret. Well, I wouldn't know what to say about that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how our retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Hi, I'm Jim Palmer. Over 10 years ago, my orthopedic doctor gave me a choice, an eventual knee replacement or start taking Cosamin. Well, I chose Cosamin, and so should you. It's the number one orthopedic recommended glucosamine chondroitin sulfate brand. If you want your joints to last, do what I do. Take new Cosamin ASU.
Try original Cosamin DS or more potent Cosamin ASU. For coupons or where to buy, call 1-877-COSAMIN. That's COSAMIN. Or visit helpyourjoints.com.
The sea salts of the world vary in color, taste, and intensity. Now Campbell's has found one that tops them all. It's naturally flavorful. Adding it helps us use less salt than before in Campbell's tomato soup. That famous, familiar flavor, as delicious as ever, now with less salt. Thanks to a very special sea salt in Campbell's tomato soup.
So many, many reasons it's so
Hey, are you one of these guys that can't refinance your mortgage because a bunch of knuckleheads in your neighborhood bought houses they couldn't afford, got foreclosed on, and tanked the value of your whole neighborhood? And now you can't take advantage of these historically low interest rates because the idiots killed your value. Well, here's the good news. There's some new government agency programs that allow you to refinance your mortgage, even if you owe slightly more than your house is worth. Give Lenox Financial a call at 888-945-4105. You can actually owe more money than your house is worth and refinance with some of the lowest rates in history. Listen, this is like charity, but you got to get moving. This thing's a race. As foreclosures sell, values will drop. When the economy turns back up, rates will also go up. Listen, if you waited until now, this is your second chance to capitalize on some of the lowest rates in your generation, even if you owe more than your house is worth. It's the biggest no-brainer in history of mankind. Call Lenox Financial at 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations, CRMLA. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dean Adel. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's begin with Stanley. How you doing, Stanley? Welcome. Hello?
Emily.
I'm sorry. Heather whispers in my ear sometimes, you know, and I hear the sweet nothings. All right, Emily, how you doing?
Fine. Thank you for taking my call, and I've been listening to you for years.
My daughter had a peroneal cyst surgery 6 years ago. She was in eighth grade. And she's had tiny flare-ups along the way where she's had some, not to have surgery, but some soreness and some, there's an opening where it leaks. And she's having it again, but it's such a terrible, I know you've talked about it before, it's just something that's very painful for them. And is there any new research you can direct me to? Or?
Well, I wish, because it's a basic, you know, surgical infection kind of thing. Pilonidal cyst and pilonidal sinus, right at the tip of your tailbone. You know, we used to think that this was an represented something from embryonic life. And people have hypothesized, well, that's where our tail should have been. Or the neural tube doesn't close and leaves a little empty cyst there that gets irritated when you sit on it, right at the tip of your tailbone. I think most doctors feel nowadays it is like any other, like a boil, and that often we think it starts with an errant hair follicle in that area. She's awfully young for this, and that's just terrible for this to happen to her, because it can be very, very painful. What I don't know is how much sitting on it irritates it, and whether, you know, people with this should make sure to sit on softer surfaces. And you can drain them and drain them and drain them, and they keep coming back. So the surgery involves removing the lining of the cyst, the fact that the hole is still there and is still leaking a little. Well, that just tells you got to do something. I'm always in favor when people have this and we're looking at trying to cure this thing conservatively, hot soaks, that's it. You got to keep it open. As soon as that little opening seals up, it seals in the germs and the bacteria. That's the vast world of two kinds of infections in medicine, medical infections and surgical infections. And surgical infections are like this, and antibiotics, all the antibiotics in the world won't get rid of them, because it's this, you know, pocket of germs and white cells, etc., and the antibiotics just don't penetrate. You have to drain them and keep it open. So when they do the operation, they usually stick a drain in and leave it there. So at the very, very last, after days and weeks of healing, they'll pull the drain out. But they have to keep it open. And that's about it. It's about it. Walt, Dr. Edel here. What's on your mind today, Walt?
Hi, Dr. Edel. I was wondering what you thought about this sort of cute ad for Cialis and the bathtubs, and they're out in they're out in the desert or out in the I hope they're far out in the woods, but it's kind of where they got this ad. And how does it work over 24 hours too, the drug?
Okay, so it sounds like the bathtubs have captured your imagination. Yeah, it's a heck of a thing to haul along on a hike. I'm not sure practically that would work. You know, you take a bathtub first, and mostly they look like the clawfoot cast iron bathtubs. You and I, Walt, couldn't lift one of those. So how's that work? And of course, the hot water would dissipate quickly through the metal. So I think the point you're trying to make is that this allows for an increase in the nitric oxide over a longer period of time. And it has to do with the rate at which the body gets rid of drugs. So when we make extended versions of medications, you can take a medicine, you had to take it four times a day, let's say. And that's a pain, remember, taking your pills four times a day. So we come up with a molecule, tweak the molecule a little bit, so the enzymes in your liver that destroy drugs make it a little bit tougher, and so your blood levels stay there longer. And I it depends on your lifestyle. I'm just not sure how much of an advantage it is. You know, they say, so you're ready at all times. Well, what they mean is you're not really ready, if you follow my drift here. You have to be turned on to be, quote, ready. But the competition, Viagra and Levitra, you know, they work in half an hour. I mean, so take a half an hour, have a glass of wine and relax, or get in the tub. So I'm not quite sure, because the side effects that occur with these medications can be bothersome. You can get backaches, and you can see blue. You can get headaches and stuff like that. So, you know, a lot of men like it, but a lot of men don't. So it's personal preference. All right, I want to talk to you about who you voted for in a presidential election and what it says about your manhood. That's right, your manhood. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. With an unemployment rate of 12.2%, California is number four in the nation. Michigan, Nevada, and Rhode Island are the top three jobless states. San Francisco's supervisor wants large grocery stores and pharmacies to offer a 10-cent rebate to customers who bring their own shopping bags. Ross Mirakarimi says the plan would apply to 135 stores. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed the day down 92 points. At 9,949, the NASDAQ lost 12 at 2,150, and the S&P 500 lost 9 at 1,081. The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. Sunny this afternoon with highs in the 60s by the Bay, 70s inland. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Kevin Richards is sending his identity out shopping.
Okay, you're going to go get me some new golf clubs.
Yeah, sure, I got it.
Go directly to the retailers, and you don't talk to the strangers.
Right, go directly to the strangers, don't talk to the retailers.
No, Oh my God!
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard, and you'll see all your important financial and personal records in just a few clicks. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
What if I told you buying a good used car just got a whole lot easier? And what if you could know the history, mileage, and price of that used car long before you even go to the dealership? Well, here's the answer. Simply go online and search Yahoo for Honda certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make an informed decision. Feels good to be in control, doesn't it? Okay, no more questions. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
Curtis, what are you doing?
Testing my air duct O-ray gun.
Your air duct O-ray gun?
Yeah, here, shoot me and I'll shrink to a size small enough to climb inside and clean out our dirty air ducts.
I'm not
going to... You have allergies and asthma, don't you?
Yes, but Coit is coming to clean out our air ducts for 35% off.
35% off is quite a discount.
Yes.
I'll shrink myself then.
Curtis!
Woo! I'm 2 feet tall.
Curtis, I specifically called Coit because they're professionals with specially designed equipment to clean out the dust, dirt, pollen, and animal dander.
Yeah, we have cats.
Plus, clean air ducts will help us save on energy.
I'll be in and out before they get here. Oh, it's filthy in here.
If someone in your home suffers from allergies, asthma, or other respiratory problems, or you'd just like to save on energy costs, call the pros at 1-800-4-COIT. You'll get a money-back guarantee and save 35% during Coit's air duct sale.
How long will you stay small?
Oh, I don't know.
Apparently not long enough.
I'm stuck! Call Coit!
Call 1-800-FORCOIT and save 35% during Coit's air duct sale. People you trust Coit.
Discounts do not apply to service charges.
I'm a relaxation therapist, and my blood pressure is 160 over 90. Go figure.
There's no one quite like you, which is why Sutter Health created thedoctorforyou.com.
I finally learned how to swim at 40. I got swimmers here.
Here you can search for a doctor by the criteria that fit your needs, like specialty, location, languages spoken, and more.
Who actually breaks a leg when someone says, break a leg?
And because it's Sutter Health, you can rest assured you're choosing a doctor who will partner with you to provide convenient and personalized care.
I grew up on a carrot farm, and my vision is a 2160.
Go to thedoctorforyou.com to find the doctor who fits your life. Only from Sutter Health. With you for life.
Make sure your health plan includes Sutter Pacific Medical Foundation and California Pacific Medical Center. Members of the Sutter Health family. Sutter Health. With you for life.
Matt and Matt here with the latest smart news from Office Depot.
What's the news, Matt?
Dell-compatible ink and toner is now sold at your local Office Depot.
Dell? Oh, snap!
And not only is it quality guaranteed, but it's priced 20% lower than the competition.
Tell me more.
What? That's it. There's nothing more to say.
What about the fact that Office Depot now sells Dell-compatible ink and toner?
I've said that already, but thanks for repeating it.
And the price 20% less than the competition part?
You're done, right?
And then... yeah. Yeah, I'm done.
Office Depot. For more smart deals, visit OfficeDepot.com.
The Oakland Raiders. Be there this Sunday when the Oakland Raiders face the New York Jets. Tickets are available at Raiders.com or 1-800-RAIDERS.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program again. All right, so earlier... a couple of shows ago, we did this study on how you put a man in a Porsche and his testosterone levels go up. You put him in a Toyota Camry, 16-year-old one, and his testosterone levels just kind of dribble away. And it didn't matter whether you had the men drive around where there are women who can see them or the men just drove on a lonely road, all right? Hold that thought. This is fascinating. Young men who voted for John McCain in the election suffered an immediate drop in testosterone when the results were announced. This is from Duke University. Men who voted for Barack Obama had stable testosterone levels immediately after the outcome. Female participants, no change in their testosterone levels. Pretty powerful result, according to Duke neuroscientists. Voters are physiologically affected by having their candidate win or lose. In a post-election questionnaire, McCain backers were feeling significantly more unhappy, submissive, unpleasant, and controlled than Obama voters. Now, if the election went the other way, I'm sure the same results would apply. And there have been many, many studies to find that men who participate directly in an interpersonal contest, the winner gets a boost of testosterone, and the loser, the testosterone drops. It would appear, then, that even, quote, vicarious participation in such a macro-scale dominance competition, and I'd say so, you're competing the candidates to be the most powerful man in the world, is enough to change hormone levels. Voter participation in elections, both directly by casting ballots and vicariously because you don't personally win or lose an election, it makes Democratic political elections highly unique dominance contests. Okay, I thought that was interesting. All right, let's talk to Jim, Dr. Riddell. How you doing, Jim?
Hi, a question about the cocaine vaccine, and then if you got time, a question about medical quackery.
Okay, fire both away fast.
The cocaine vaccine, how can you do that without interfering with the dopamine norepinephrine system of the brain? Why?
Okay, I got an answer for that one, and what's the second question?
Well, this quietus, the tinnitus cure, supposedly over the counter, I called them up and they said that it was approved by the FDA homeopathic pharmacopoeia.
Well, I know better than that, Jim. Of course, homeopathy really got grandfathered in a long time ago by a senator who was a homeopath. We're going back to before the war. That's how old it is. And no one's had the scrotal contents to challenge it. No, it is not approved by the FDA. And by that, it means the FDA will not go after it. You can say it's homeopathic and get away with murder, or at least ruining people's noses. As you know, there's a big case now with a very, very, very famous Zicam homeopathic nose remedy that people say caused them to lose their sense of smell. But how much, homeopathic remedies have nothing in them. So how does that work? Now back to your original question. There are a variety of approaches with the cocaine vaccine. The one I know about is it makes antibodies. You take a cocaine molecule and you bond it to a big protein molecule. You inject it in the person. The body makes antibodies against the protein and the cocaine. It recognizes now the cocaine molecule. And when it makes antibodies and they attach to the cocaine molecule in your blood, it stops the cocaine from getting past the blood-brain barrier, because what you said is true. If you got it into the brain, it could screw everything up. So it stops the cocaine from getting into the brain to make you high, because it makes the molecule of cocaine too large because the antibodies attach to it. Let's talk to Susan. How you doing, Susan?
My question is that I have terrible BO under my left arm, nothing on my right. I take a shower, I scrub. I put deodorant on, nothing works, and at times it's extremely embarrassing.
Yeah, is it, why the one arm and not the other, huh?
Yeah, nothing under the other. I mean, nothing.
Has it always been that way?
Nope, just started.
No, I find that interesting. Is it truly, we got to get personal, Susan, I'm sorry about this, but is it truly BO, which is, the medical word is bronchidrosis, versus what our armpits are naturally supposed to smell like without being perfumed or antiperspirants? Can you tell me the difference?
Don't even quite understand the question.
Yeah, I was afraid of that because that's America today. In other words, your body makes certain odors in the armpits that many people find pleasant and alluring. They may be there for as a sexual attractant. BO is when bacteria get to work on body secretions in these areas, and it actually produces a very bad odor. In other words, do you find it unpleasant, or is it just like your odor and you're broadcasting it and you're embarrassed by it? Definitely embarrassed. All right, I won't force you to answer the question, but it is important to know it because the solutions would be different. First of all, the moisture and the proteins and things that your body secretes set up a breeding ground for germs. And with germs producing, quote, BO, bromhidrosis, that's easy. Bathing, and I've seen people put antibiotics in their armpits or alcohol and stuff like that. I would get a dermatologist before I resort to that. There are antiperspirants that are more powerful than others, but the question is why one arm and not the other? Usually it's one a couple of things. If you, when you're in grammar school, I don't know if all of you did this when I was in grammar school, we did this thing with iodine and starch and we looked at all the sweat glands. It was a fascinating thing. We're all born with different amount of sweat glands. So if I did your armpit, I'm sure I might find one arm has more sweat glands than the other one, too. I find that depending on what you do for a living and how you sit in your chair and the ergonomics, you may seal off one armpit more than the other. Many people sleep on one side more than the other, and in which case it's not symmetrical, and you will get more germ growth. You may have more of the glands that make the odor. Those glands are not exactly the sweat glands. There are other glands that are more like the oil glands that make the particular odor of armpits. Now, if I expose people in a blinded test to different odors, you say, oh, that's armpit smell. That's different than what I consider to be BO. Many people consider any armpit smell to be BO, and we use the two terms interchangeably. So that's what's important. I talk to dermatologists by getting a souped-up antiperspirant, see if that helps. Etc. I'm trying to think of any diseases that could account for this, and off the top of my head, no. But I would just keep an open mind to that because this changed suddenly. And if nothing else in your life has changed, no dietary, hormonal, clothing, job, climate, nothing else changed, I just keep in the back of my mind, is there something local going on with the lymph glands or there's some indication here that something is changing. So take some of those things and see how you do. All right. One and Heather mentions, yeah, handbags. If you walk around a lot, women will traditionally carry a handbag under one arm versus the other. So look for that kind of stuff, too. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Something groundbreaking is happening in Fremont.
I'm the concierge at the Washington Women's Center.
At the Women's Center, quality of care goes well beyond great doctors and state-of-the-art technology.
I can get you a cup of tea or coffee, show you to the dressing room, schedule a massage.
The center was founded with a mission to fundamentally change the way women's health care is delivered. We provide a complete range of preventive and diagnostic services.
We have all the latest technologies. Digital mammograms, digital ultrasound, non-invasive breast biopsies.
The center is also breaking new ground in other ways.
If we find you need additional service, we offer the help of a care coordinator. This is someone who can help expedite all your follow-up care, answer your questions, offer support.
The Women's Center has a few other unique tools for healing.
Sensitivity, knowledge, and respect. They don't cost any more, but they really do make a big difference to patients.
The Washington Hospital Women's Center in Fremont. Visit WHHS.com to learn more.
Hey, great workout. But man, your toenails are really gross.
I know. My wife keeps telling me I should do something about it, but you know, all those pills have side effects.
Yeah, well, you don't need pills. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. They can get rid of your fungus with a new laser procedure. It takes only 30 minutes. I saw it on TV. Got toenail fungus? Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Using a patented new laser treatment, the doctors of 1-800-NEW-TOES eliminate the cause of toenail fungus in as little as one 30-minute treatment. There's no prescription medication, side effects, or anesthesia needed. And every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES now to schedule an appointment. Use your flex spending or health savings account from work to cover it and get it now. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES or go to 800newtoes.com. With 6 locations throughout the Bay Area, there's an office near you. That's 1-800-NEW-TOES. Put your best foot forward.
Hello, everyone. I'm talking with The Talker.
Hello, hello, can you hear the talker? The talker is doing the talking.
The talker uses the UMA, the device which allows him to make all the call he wants for free.
Ah, I am the talker, who is very good at the talking, and sometimes not the listening, because when you're listening, you're not talking, and I...
You just plug the UMA into your phone and high-speed internet connection, and you get free phone calls with many features, such as caller ID.
Which is so very important for the talker, so I can stay away from this fella who just blabs on and on.
And UMA gives you 911 service.
Which is important for what if I was talking so fast on my UMA that my lips caught on fire, and I call 911, but my lips are on fire.
Not to mention UMA's call waiting.
I say to the one caller on the UMA, let me get rid of this guy, and I talk to the other caller and talk a bit, then go back to the
Thank
first
you,
caller.
The talker.
Oh, what? And I can have two talkings going on at the same time. The other.
For your UMA, go to UMA.com. That's OOMA.com. Just $249.99 and no monthly fees. Now, talk isn't just cheap. It's free. Now available at Radio Shack, Amazon, and Best Buy.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's talk to Diana. How you doing, Diana? Welcome to the program.
Oh, Dr. Dean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't think you could hear me. Hi, I just had a couple questions. I've heard you speak a little bit on your program, and it doesn't seem like you believe in taking any kind of supplements or herbs. Is that true?
No, it's not my belief. I simply report the major scientific studies on it. Sure, I support lots of supplements. You know, you should take your calcium and you should take your... But in general, what thwarts me is that we have done huge, major, expensive studies on supplements and vitamins, some involving hundreds of thousands of people, where half of the people took a fake pill and half of the people took the real supplement. And there were no differences in outcomes. In some places, there were harm. And so what I don't understand is why people don't want to face up to the fact that if science proves that something is worthless, why won't we let go? Why are we so wedded, to these things? And why are we, so non-critical and so gullible? That's my question.
Western medicine wants to push those studies where, they want to make big money for the drug companies, but I know, for example...
Well, hang on. I just got to take statement by time. I don't benefit from the drug companies. How does a doctor benefit from the drug companies? We are not allowed by law to own a pharmacy. We cannot participate in the sales or the profit thereof. So that's a myth, and I don't know why you accuse me of that. I was into alternative medicine, dear, and supplements before you were born. My father and his brothers were the first major vitamin manufacturers in this country. We have owned health food stores. I know the industry and the business. So what is it you object to when science finds... Pardon me? Go ahead.
Well, I was just... For Dr. Andrew Weil, for example, I'm sure you're familiar... He recommends, a daily multivitamin. Vitamin D deficiency is huge now, and I'm sure you've heard that it's been linked to breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer.
Yes, well, what does that have to do with the generic field of supplements and vitamins? Because there's research to support that we should get vitamin D, which you may be able to get by going out in the sun. Andrew Weil just had the federal government, the FDA, the FTC, tell him to shut down his selling people vitamins to cure swine flu. And because Andrew Weil says something, and what he says, and I know Andy, first he sells you the vitamins, and that's very important. You need to be skeptical when someone tries to sell you something that they're promoted. And B, he is not represented by the mainstream of medicine. He's a small minority, but we want the easy. Listen, I don't blame you for wanting the easy out here. You want to take a couple of pills and solve all your health problems. And I'm just here to tell you the pill fairy doesn't exist.
Dr. Christine Northrup, she wrote Secret Pleasures of Menopause, and she recommends...
Yes, but ma'am, I could sit here. You're talking about people who represent 0.1% of scientists and doctors in this field. That doesn't make sense. I'm talking about scientific study. Now, if you had Andrew Weil on the phone, I say, Andrew, how can you promote multiple vitamins when every major study that you read and I read, and there's been 11 of them, has found them to be worthless? What do you think he would say to me? What would he say to me?
I'm not sure, but I just know personally in my life that I have cured so many ailments by normal Western medicine, and antibiotics or pills didn't work, and then I went to the health food store. I took fish oil. It was just absolutely a miracle for depression, heart health. You know, my doctor recommends 1,200 milligrams of calcium with vitamin D. I lived in...
Well, I'm not arguing. By the way, I'm not arguing with anything. The evidence on fish oil, by the way, is that it helps people who have heart disease. We've not proven it helps healthy people. Vitamin D and calcium, that's a rational thing. And the fact that you have, quote, heard... I mean, man, that's the 19th century. I heard that you can get drunk and drive a car. I heard that you can fly in an airplane and you don't have to test it out to see if it's safe ahead of time. I heard this. I heard that. I saw on TV this. Ma'am, I'm talking about science, and you need to develop a concept for that, because that's where reality comes from. You can't listen.
Over me because you...
Yes, because you're speaking nonsense. Say something real. In other words, that computer, the phone you're talking to me on, that television set you love so much, the automobile you drive, the airplanes you fly, did not come here because people heard about these things. They were developed by hard work, science, engineering, and objective thinking, not rumor mongering. So just come back at me with some facts. This is a program that is not about emotion and not about hysterics and not about innuendo and all these kinds of things, because that's what's screwing the world up. We are trying to determine what is and what isn't. And a lot of us and listeners to this program, they want to move on. They want to lift us up out of the Middle Ages where rumor and innuendo determined what people did. We're talking about objective science. And that's what determines what works and what doesn't work, not what you heard, you know, from your friends. So what can I tell you? All right, I'm Dr. Dina Dell. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255.
I am Bill Mullally, president of Alamo Capital. All the uncertainties associated with the state's budget crisis have created tremendous opportunities for investors who want to add municipal bonds to their portfolios. While the budget problem was a huge hurdle for the state of California to overcome, the state maintains its responsibility to pay debt obligations to bondholders. Presently, Alamo Capital's inventory has a variety of bonds with maturity ranges from a few months to over 30 years. Some of our bonds are yielding as high as 5.75% tax-free. Right now is an incredible time to buy state and federal tax-exempt municipal bonds with attractive yields. Don't wait. Call one of Alamo Capital's bond specialists today.
Call Alamo Capital today at 800-645-5560, 800-645-5560, or visit them on the web at alamocapital.com to inquire about what the best investment is for you. Alamo Capital is a broker-dealer member of FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know Los Cabos is one of the top five travel destinations in the world, the number one sport fishing destination in the world, and the golf capital of Mexico? You can own property in Los Cabos and live in luxury for a fraction of what it would cost you in the U.S. Attend a free dinner seminar on why Mexico is the world's greatest retirement and vacation destination on October 22nd in San Rafael at the Seafood Peddler. Call 1-800-211-7400. Discover Las Vegas de Mexico, built on one of the most beautiful locations on earth. Just a short flight with terrific amenities, an award-winning Jack Nicklaus golf course, ocean views, and all for rates you haven't seen since 20 years ago. Starting in the 300s only for the first phase of luxury villas. Attend a free dinner seminar on Thursday, October 22nd at the Seafood Peddler in San Rafael. Call 1-800-211-7400. Call right now. 1-800-211-7400.
Hey, NFL fan, after rooting for the home team, you'll probably find yourself rooting around the kitchen for dinner options. Well, you can ignore the skimpy, unfilling diet dinners and forget those fatty, greasy man meals. Go for Campbell's Chunky Soup. Try Hearty Beef Barley. It's my favorite. Made with all lean meat and now with a full serving of vegetables. It's still filling and delicious, and now it's more nutritious. If only all rooting led to such happy results. Campbell's Chunky Soup, official soup sponsor of the NFL.
Ahoy, mateys. Thunder Valley Casino is giving away a treasure of cash and prizes. It's the $800,000 Pirates Treasure Giveaway. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evening, you could unlock your treasure chest and discover up to $50,000, including a fully loaded pickup truck, up to $25,000 cash, a bold new Harley, a rugged Jeep Wrangler, a Caribbean cruise, luxury watches, or diamonds. Earn entries daily just by playing your favorite slots and table games with your Thunder Club card. Yes, me buckos. A Pirates treasure awaits at the jackpot capital of California, Thunder Valley Casino.
Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Kathy. How you doing, Kathy?
Hi, Dr. Adele.
Yes.
Hi. I have a question. I have a 7-year-old boy who was diagnosed as being on the autism spectrum, and he is kind of an anxious little boy, but he's always been a pretty good sleeper. But in the last 2 months, he's had such a hard time falling asleep. He doesn't fall asleep until about 11 or 11:30 at night, and sometimes we have to bring him into bed with us. So after trying all sorts of behavioral tricks, nothing's worked, and I finally resorted to trying some melatonin, which I had read about as being effective for autism spectrum children.
Mm-hmm.
It's worked for the last 5 nights. I'm just wondering, is this really working, or is this a placebo for him? Because I've been telling him it's a sleep medicine.
Yeah, that's a very good question. You know, I was going to go into a rant about placebos after our last call, and you know, and just to try to communicate to that woman that in studies, and she said she was depressed, that in studies in depression, you give people a placebo, 40 to 60% of them get better on a placebo, a fake pill. So there's a very powerful effect. The same with sleep medication. Well, you know, the literature on melatonin and pure sleep has been pretty bleak. If it works, it's supposed to work better in older people because our melatonin is depleted. In young people, I was in junior high school. My first little science paper was on the pineal gland and melatonin. It is a hormone. It has to do with circadian rhythms and sleep and stuff like that. But we're not exactly sure what it does. And I don't know what to say to you. I don't know whether you're, you know, experimenting with your child's hormones, and there's an effect downstream that we haven't seen, that we haven't documented. This is over the counter, as you know. Or heck, if it's work, why not? If it's worth it, and if it's working, why not? And then I wonder, gee, what would happen if you gave him a little vitamin C pill, told him it was a sleeping medication, but even more powerful? You could do your own little experiments, and I'd be curious as heck because, you know, this is a problem that plagues, as you said, a lot of these kids who are young and anxious. So you could every other night give them a vitamin C and every other night give them a melatonin. But you have to be careful. You have to be as enthusiastic with each. That's why we do double blind studies. It means the patient's blind and the doctor's blind, in that the doctor doesn't know whether they're giving you the real pill or not, because we act in a biased fashion. You're giving them the vitamin C, you go, well, this might make you sleep, it might not. I don't know of any literature that suggests it's harmful, and yet I know there's not a lot of research that's been done on it in young kids, so I'll leave the rest up to you. That is the program. Join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
I'm Jennifer Hernandez. I'm a AAA member, and here's my story. Just before our wedding, I got a phone call from my fiancé, Joe, and he said that he had just been in an accident. And I immediately said, was it your fault? And it wasn't his fault, luckily. Everyone was okay. So, you know, we had prepared ourselves to deal with insurance, but we were surprised by how well AAA treated us. They had a rental car ready for us and helped us find a good body shop. And here's the thing. They weren't even our insurance. They were the other driver's insurance company. And if they're treating us like this and they're not our provider, wow, we need to get with AAA because they're going to take care of us. So we switched to AAA, and we've been with them ever since.
Experience AAA's superior service and great rates for yourself. Get a free auto insurance quote and get a free $10 gas card. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA or visit your local branch. Get more. Get AAA. Offer good while supplies last.
My name is Meg Whitman, and I want to talk to you about a place called California. Once California was the center of it all, the center of innovation, the center of ideas. Then something happened. We had faith in the politicians, but they broke that faith and lost touch with all of us. Today, jobs are leaving. Schools are performing poorly. Taxes are going higher and higher. Things have to change. For 30 years, with companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, and Hasbro, I've delivered results. As CEO of eBay, I ran a company that created thousands of jobs here in California and helped create thousands of small businesses around the world. We should focus on three things: creating jobs, cutting spending, and fixing education. Deliver results in these three areas, and we can get our state back on track. I think it's time for a new California. What do you think? Let me know at talktomeg.com.
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor 2010.
I'm Gil Gross. Coming up, the little girl survivor of a mass murder in Sonoma. What happened to her after she survived is almost a more amazing story on KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.